Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Ever feel like you're walking into a social situation and your brain decides to take an unscheduled vacation? You know that feeling when you stand there awkwardly trying to remember what to say or your mind goes blank faster than a forgotten password? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone. Navigating social situations can be tough, especially with executive dysfunction making things feel like they're on a whole different setting. But listen up, because today we're going to equip you with the mental toolbox you need to rock those social interactions with confidence. Now, let me tell you, confidence isn't about being the life of the party or having all the right answers. It's about feeling comfortable in your own skin, owning your space, and showing up authentically. Think of it like this. Confidence is that secret ingredient that makes everyday interactions a little smoother, a whole lot more enjoyable, and let's be real, way less stressful. First things first, we need to ditch the perfect image trap. Seriously, nobody expects you to be flawless. We all have our quirks, our stumbles, and our moments of, what was I thinking? That's what makes us human. Remember, authenticity is magnetic. People connect with genuine energy far more than they do with a carefully constructed persona. So relax, let your true self shine through, and don't sweat the small stuff. Next up, preparation is key. Ever heard the saying, fail to plan, plan to fail? It holds water here too. Before you dive into that social situation, take a few minutes to mentally rehearse. You know, visualize yourself feeling calm, engaging in conversations, and even practicing those witty comebacks you've been brainstorming. This mental rehearsal can work wonders for building your confidence and easing those pre-event jitters. Let's talk about active listening. It's not just about waiting for your turn to speak. It's about genuinely engaging with the other person. Pay attention, make eye contact. Unless you're super awkward, then just a friendly glance will do, and ask thoughtful questions. Remember, people love feeling heard and understood. When you show genuine interest in what they have to say, you create a connection that feels real and authentic. Speaking of connections, don't underestimate the power of finding common ground. Look for shared interests, experiences, or even just a funny observation about the room. These little threads can weave together conversations that feel natural and engaging. It's like discovering a secret language with someone, suddenly, you have something to build on. And finally, remember to celebrate your wins. Every time you successfully navigate a social situation, no matter how small, give yourself a high five, metaphorically, of course, unless you're super comfortable with public displays of affection. Acknowledge your progress. Learn from any challenges, and keep building that confidence muscle. Let's say you're at a networking event, feeling a little overwhelmed by all the unfamiliar faces. Instead of spiraling into, what am I doing here? Mode, take a deep breath, remember our tips, and try this. Look for someone who seems approachable. Maybe they're standing alone or looking a bit lost themselves. Strike up a conversation with a simple, hi. This is my first time at this event. How about you? Quote dot. Boom, you've broken the ice, shown genuine interest, and paved the way for a potential connection. Remember, confidence isn't a destination, it's a journey. Some days will be smoother than others, but that's perfectly okay. Keep practicing these strategies, celebrate your successes, and never underestimate the power of showing up as your authentic self. Trust me, the world is waiting to connect with you. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to rock those social situations with confidence. Take a moment to really internalize them, let them sink in, and then get out there and put them into action. Share this episode with anyone who could use a little boost of confidence, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on our social media channels. Until next time, keep that mental toolbox handy and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.